Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
For Inside Carolina, this is Taylor Vipolis, and today we've got a special podcast because joining me now, we've not only got a Temple grad, but also one of Mac Brown's former co-workers, ESPN's Kevin Negandhi. Kevin, I would wish you a happy holidays, but I know you're already buzzing with your Philadelphia Eagles beating the Cowboys yesterday, right?
Taylor, first off, I'd like to apologize to whoever's listening. I sound terrible. My voice is shot, but it was all for good reason, being a passionate guy from Philadelphia who bleeds green. Yesterday's game against the Cowboys, my voice was sacrificed, but it was well worth it.
Eagles was just the start for a big week for you with Temple versus North Carolina coming up on Friday. What was your initial reaction when you heard Temple was going to the Military Bowl to take on Mac Brown in North Carolina?
Taylor, so there's a funny story to this. Obviously, Mac and I go way back. I go back to his days when he was at Texas in my early years at ESPN. And, of course, working with him on ABC the previous 2 years. And I was at Carolina camp in the summer, the week before the season started. So I had the chance to, watch the team. And, Mac's part of my family. Our kids love him to death. I think anybody that meets Mac, you just get a feeling that he's part of your family. He's the most personable guy. So as the season is progressing, we text Mac all the time. And I told him, I said, just get in the bowls. Just get in the bowl games. That's all I want for you this season. That's all I care about. I said, but God help me if we play you. And it was jokingly, I thought, the Temple Owls are going to play the week before Christmas. There were some slotted games where I was hoping it was either the 21st or the 23rd. And when the announcement came, I was like, but of course, Mac's first year and back in Carolina, and it's against my squad. And we've been exchanging messages, and he's called me out a couple times on the network. Our producers have had a lot of fun with that. And, I love him to death. I love him and Sally. But I told him me and him won't be talking this whole week. I'll say hi to Sally, but I won't be talking to him heading into this game.
What was the moment like for you when you found out you would be working with him at ESPN? Because I have to imagine that's almost surreal when they're partnering you up with a Hall of Fame coach like Mac, who has that aura, like you mentioned to him.
Oh, it was great. First off, the spot was the late, great John Saunders was the guy that hosted, college football on ABC for many, many years. So when Mac came to ESPN, he was in the studio with John, and I couldn't have been happier because I thought they were a great tandem. And, Mark May and Danny Cannell, through the years, they work with Mac and John. And then Stan took over after the sudden passing of John. And, when Stan Barrett, when Stan Barrett didn't return after 1 year and I was asked to do it, I was so happy just because, Mac and I, when you're on TV with somebody, you have a relationship on the air, but you also have a relationship off the air. And chemistry plays such a big, big role on what you're doing, and you're spending 12 to 15 hour days with somebody, and you got to like each other. You got to get along. You got to find common things. And Mac and I go way back for over a decade. So when I knew I could spend it with him and Booger McFarland in year one, and last year with him and Jonathan Velma and our great producer, Rob Lemley, and a great crew, I knew we were good. And we had a blast for 2 years, every single Saturday.
As someone who is like family to you, what has it been like for you to see Mac back on the sidelines, having fun coaching this North Carolina team to 6 wins this season when UNC had just 5 wins the past 2 seasons combined?
Taylor, he's happy, and that's all I care about. He needed to go back, and I thought this was the perfect environment, going back to a place where he turned that program around in the past, where he knows everybody. He knows the expectations. He knows what to do. He gets, you know, I don't want to say second chance, but he gets the opportunity to reflect, be away from the game, and then come back and say, okay, I'm adjusting. I'm going to make some adjustments after watching the game change the last 5 years. We all knew when he was going to go back that it was going to be 2 to 3 years and that program was going to be turned around. I don't think anybody expected week one beating South Carolina, but at the same time, we did expect it because that's Mac Brown. He understands kids. He's a phenomenal recruiter. He is a people person, but he also understands that I know how to delegate. I know how to get the right people in the right spot, and that's my job. And I just think that this is fantastic for him and Sally and what he's doing for the Carolina community. It's a match made in heaven. And I think that fan base knows that they're lucky that Matt came back.
Seeing him happy after wins, dancing in the locker rooms, has become almost like a staple for me watching those. Is that something you're texting him? Like, what are those moves? Where are you learning them from?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. And he's getting crushed on our text chains in a good way because we love him so much. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just part of it. And he's got some moves, and we love it. And we love that he's living in the moment. He's embracing the kids. And the kids, if you watch that video and your eyes can look at the room, everything is genuine. You can tell when a team being together will do anything for their coach. And that experience, there's nothing better in sports. And you can watch that after every celebration. And thankfully, Mac doesn't dance after every game. But when he gets the chance to really dance, everybody feels it.
Now, you had touched on this a little earlier, but you went to a North Carolina practice this August to visit Mac Brown. What was that experience for you like in Chapel Hill? Because there's a great picture from that day with you, Mac Brown, Roy Williams, Harrison Barton. I can't imagine too many people's first visits to Chapel Hill have them hanging out with Mac Brown and Roy Williams.
Yeah, it was great. And Taylor, I told Mac afterwards, I was like, we're coming here every summer. As long as you're going to host us, I'm coming. I went down with one of my buddies, but I'm going to bring my family next summer, because I fell in love with Chapel Hill. I thought the environment is an amazing thing. And it was the first time I was there. Shame on me for not coming earlier. And, you know, Roy and I know each other because through the years of SportsCenter, and I've done a couple things with Roy with ESPN. And so it was great seeing him. It was just great to feel the vibe in the new practice facility and see the adjustments and the growth of the program. The tradition, the cool thing is this, the players from the past come back. You know, you mentioned Harrison. You know, Harris Barton, like, if you were walking the hallways, you saw former players coming back, or if you went to the Instagram that Mac Brown has or North Carolina football has, you see guys come back because they want to see a guy that was there and helped shape men. And that's what Mac does. He helps shape young men into men. And to me, it's North Carolina getting 6 wins is a huge story, but the stability being back at that program is the bigger story. And where this team's going to be in 2 years, sky's the limit, especially with that quarterback, because we were watching that quarterback, you know, the week before the season started, and Mac wasn't shy. He was high on Sam, and you could see it with your own eyes that, oh, this kid's going to be special. And I think in the next 2 years, you're going to hear a little Heisman buzz around Sam Howell, because he's a creator. I think he's going to continue to grow. He's got that kind of Baker Mayfield, Brett Favre, gunslinger mentality. But I also think that he's going to grow into his own person when it comes to separating him from everybody else when it comes to comparisons.
Yeah, I remember going back to training camp, Baker Mayfield was always the comparison to Sam Howell. And I remember thinking, like, no way, like, you're comparing him to like a Heisman Trophy winner. And then you saw Sam Howell play, and how he was playing so above his age as a true freshman, that you can start to see how they both have that tendency to make something out of nothing. But I wanted to go back to that picture of you in Chapel Hill where you're wearing the Legend Blue Jordan 11s. Did you just get those for your trip to Chapel Hill, or was that just a coincidence you happened to be wearing them that day?
So I'm a big Jordan guy with the Jays. You know, I've got a select few favorites, and I don't wear the 11s a lot. I've got three or four different versions of the 11s, the Breds, and, you know, the Space Jams and the original Concords. So when I brought those out, I knew I had to. It was the second time I've ever worn them, and I've had them for a couple of years, and I knew I had to bring them out for my visit to Carolina. So I love those kicks. And, you know, let me tell you, being a Temple guy, yeah, I'm all about the cherry and white, but man, there's nothing better than the combination of that light blue scheme that Nike has on the Jordans. There's just nothing better. One of the cleanest uniforms, whenever they come out with their, you know, special edition kicks, they're always popping. So I'm a big fan of anything Carolina blue.
If there's ever a time to wear Jordans, it's at North Carolina. And
you think you could, right?
Yeah, exactly. Is there any chance, maybe a bowl game bet between you and Mac Brown, where you could get a Jordan shoe and Temple's colorways maybe?
Oh, man. You know, I haven't. So that's actually a good idea. I haven't gone back and forth with Mac on what's on the line. I'm sure we may have something, and maybe we throw in some type of Jays, because listen, if there's anybody that can get me a pair of custom cherry and white Jays, it's Mac Brown placing a call to, you know, number 23 and asking Mike, hey, I lost the bet. Can you help me out here? So I may have to do something like that.
Let's take a quick break so I can remind everyone about Johnny T-Shirt, the store that has been serving Carolina fans in Chapel Hill since 1983. They've got Military Bowl shirts now available, which is a great way to commemorate Mac Brown's first season back in Chapel Hill. They've also got your winter gear now that the weather is getting colder, and they've also got all the Carolina basketball apparel your heart could ever desire. If you're in Chapel Hill for any reason, visit them on Franklin Street or online at johnnytshirt.com. And don't forget, Inside Carolina subscribers save 10% off their orders. All right, let's get back to ESPN's Kevin Negandhi. The thing that I love about bowl games is getting the opportunity to play a team you normally wouldn't get to see. So I've been trying to get a crash course ahead of this Military Bowl on Temple. What should UNC fans know about this Temple team specifically?
They're really tough. They've got a couple guys, Isaiah Wright, the playmaker in open space. Their quarterback, Anthony Russo, when you look at him, he looks like he play on Sundays. He's got a big arm, very confident in his arm. Sometimes that could lead to some mistakes if he tries to throw a ball in a tight window. But I could see him being picked up by one of the 32 teams in the NFL and playing in the league down the road. Quincy Roche is fantastic on the defensive front, on the defensive line. Temple will always play you tough. Their linebackers are very physical. Their front offensive line is very physical. They've got a really talented freshman running back who would probably play in the All-American freshman team if there was one, if they could play a game with Sam Howell. So I think what you're going to see from this team is they're going to take punches and they're going to punch back, and you're not going to get a game that's going to be like, hey, it's over after 2.5 quarters. The key will be how they handle Howell's playmaking abilities in the pocket.
One thing I think UNC fans should all know about Temple is how far they've come as a program. When you went to Temple and you covered the team in the 90s, 4 wins would be considered, you know, a good to great season. What has it been like for you to see them develop into one of the more successful Group of 5 programs right now in the country?
That's a great question, because, Taylor, I think when I went there in my 4 years, they may have won a total of 7 to 8 games, and I covered those teams, and it was bad. And they looked like they were going to end the program at the turn of the century. So for us to be talking about 5th straight year and they're in a bowl conversation, it is wild. And much of that credit goes, of course, heavily discussed through the years, is Al Golden, what he did to turn the program around, and handing it off to Adazio, and of course Matt Rhule, what he did making the program relevant on a top 25 level when it comes to the conversation. I thought Jeff Collins did a great job in his 2 years, and now Rod Carey. It's crazy to think that I'm even on a podcast talking about Temple football in a bowl game. And that just shows you where we were 20 years ago. And now it's an expectation that we're going to be playing in the bowl season. And, you know, entering this season with a new head coach, the 3rd one in the last 4 years, for me to think this team was good enough to win 8 to 9 games, it just shows you that it's the DNA of the program. I've said this repeatedly. We've lost coaches, and that's a good thing. If we're losing coaches, that means other programs want our coach, right? The difference between us being able to carry it out with different coaches is the DNA of the Temple kid, and that none of them are 4-star guys. They're 2 to 3-star guys who develop over time, count it out, and then over time they work in the weight room, and you see them star as juniors and seniors. And much of the, you know, the names, the big names of college football are freshman guys or sophomore guys because they are 4 or 5-star guys. Temple's not like that. Temple's got the 2-star, the 3-star. You develop, you become somebody in college. And I'm pretty proud of the DNA there.
Okay, let's take one last quick break for a word from our sponsors.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of pet meds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, we're back. My last question for you is, are you ready to make an official prediction for this game? Keep in mind your relationship with Mac Brown and the fact UNC is 2-0 against Temple head coaches this season, beating both Jeff Collins and Manny Diaz, who was there for maybe five minutes.
Diaz. Yeah, Taylor. Well, first of all, the Manny Diaz one doesn't count. 17 days as a head coach. And Jeff's taking it over a program where he's completely, you know, turning over the blueprint on what they want to do. But well played by you as a final stat. I'm always going to ride with the Owls. I think the Mac factor, the quarterback, Sam Howell, plays a huge role. But I'm going to ride with the Owls in a game like this. As I told Mac that, you know, he's family. All 364 days in a year, but on the 27th he's not, and I say the Cherry and White win a squeaker in a game like this, but it's going to be hard fought, and something like, let's just say it's going to be something like 31-26 or 31-29 Temple.
If it's anything like North Carolina's past games, it's going to be close and it's going to be exciting. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, Kevin. I had a great time, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking football with me.
Taylor, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for reaching out. And once again, I appreciate your listeners hanging in. Apologies on losing my voice. Hopefully I have it by the end of the week. And then I may lose it on Friday. I hope I don't, because I still got TV to do over the weekend at the Fiesta Bowl.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.